Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. We're pleased to be joined on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline by Evan Washburn, part of the broadcast team. With Ian Eagle and Charles Davis this week, we'll be calling the Steelers and Titans. And Evan, we're going to see a pretty good one on Sunday. I'm thinking not often you get two 5-0 teams going head-to-head, do you?
Yeah, I was struck by that stat, that this is something that I guess has only happened three times over the course of a long period of time. So, man, I'll take it. This year, my approach is, as long as we're getting to a Sunday, a Monday or a Tuesday with a game, and I get to be involved, it's a win.
Yeah, that's for sure, for all of us. Evan, I want to talk about your perception and maybe the perception nationally of the Steelers, but first want to ask you about the Titans. All they went through with the COVID stuff and didn't practice, I think they had three practices. They've come back and beat the Bills and beat the Texans. How are they getting it done? Obviously, it starts with Derrick Henry, doesn't it?
It does, but I mean, specific to what the way you present it there with where they were and weren't really out of the building for such a long period of time, I start with Mike Vrabel. I mean, I think he's really proven over the last, let's call it 12 to 18 months with what they did last year, the run they made, the way they started this year, the way they managed what has been a unique challenge, and some of the things he's doing in-game to game the system, if you will, and his nuance of the rule book and his understanding of time and situation. So I think it starts with Mike Vrabel, the identity that he's built within that organization with this team specifically. They seem to wear a lot of his personality, which I love. And then, yes, it's the talent on the field. Derrick Henry topped that list. But let's be real, man. Ryan Tannehill, since he took over last year, neck and neck with Mahomes in terms of production and the numbers.
Yeah, it's funny you see that. I just see ESPN came out with its MVP watch, and they have Tannehill number four on that list behind Russell Wilson, Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers. Tannehill getting a little bit of love, but I saw those same stats too. Very comparable to Mahomes in these last, year and a half. And that, to me, Mahomes is just unbelievable. And if Tannehill's right there, pretty incredible stuff.
It's a 15-game sample size, guys. He's got 40 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and nearly 4,000 yards passing. I'm not a big record to quarterback guy, but they've won 12 games over that stretch as a team. So that speaks for itself. I don't think that it's a situation where it's all on Tannehill's shoulders, nor should it be, nor is he the type of quarterback that thrives, in my opinion, in that situation like Mahomes does. But with the nice balance of Henry, the way that Arthur Smith, the offensive coordinator, has created that offense and the quick passing game, he's reignited what Miami could never find in Tannehill, and it's been fun to watch.
We're talking to Evan Washburn. He'll be on the sideline reporter for CBS, the Steelers and Titans. Ian Eagle, Charles Davis on the call this Sunday. All right, Evan, what do you think of the Steelers? They've been getting a lot of love around the league all of a sudden the last game or two. I guess that's what 5-0 does. Weren't picked, I don't think, quite that high at the start of the season because the Ravens looked to be clearly the team to beat. But here we are five games in, and the Steelers are in first place. What do you like best about them?
So much. I mean, I'll be honest, guys, I've done a ton of Steelers games over the last few years, and it's one of the teams, organizations, environments that I love to take in. And this year they seem to have struck such a harmonious tune, if you will, with what they've got going on, because as much as Big Ben brings this energy with his return. There's no doubt that the identity of this team right now is rooted with the defense and what they've got coming off the edge and the plays that Minka's making in the back end, and obviously the really unfortunate situation with Devin Bush and his injury. But his defense is special, in my opinion. And then the offense is starting to find themselves. And the story of Chase Claypool is not something that a lot of us saw coming, but it's here. It's cool. He seems to be a guy that we can latch on to. And then you still got other pieces around him. And I thought James Conner looked as good as he's looked all year against Cleveland. So I look at Pittsburgh as a team that obviously is going to compete with Tennessee come Sunday. And then they've got Baltimore the next week. So they're right there, in my opinion, with all those teams, despite whatever doubt there might have been heading into the year.
Well, you mentioned the Bush injury, and everybody here is real concerned about it. He played every snap before he got hurt. I think he was one of the few guys that played every snap in the league. To play every snap before he got hurt. But the Titans have a pretty big injury too, right? The tackle, Taylor Lewan. They got to figure out how they're going to block Bud Dupree with a backup. Whose injury hurts which team the most here? The Steelers losing Bush or the Titans losing Lewan?
It's a great question, guys, and your listeners probably aren't going to love this, but I think it's the Bush injury because they can find ways with a week's worth of work here and game prep to shield whoever they're going to have at left tackle. Sim Brilo stepped in, and he'll most likely be there. But you can add a tight end to that side. You can chip Dupree with a running back. You can find ways to protect and Band-Aid that. Bush, as you mentioned, to me is not a situation that is easily covered up because of just how much he did and how much was on his shoulders and how well he did it. I'm excited to see what Robert Spillane can bring. I'm excited to see what things Keith Butler and Mike Tomlin scheme up to try and protect that area. But to me, it's a gaping hole in an area that they just don't have a lot of depth. I mean, look, if Spillane were to suffer an injury, I don't know how they – they got some young guys I know behind him, but that to me, if I had to choose, is the more concerning of the two marquee injuries in this one.
Well, you get no argument from me. I mean, we kind of felt like that was the weakest position depth-wise coming into the season, and Bush and both Vince Williams, who I think has done a really fine job against the run, can't afford to get hurt, and now we see one of them does. But like Mike Tomlin always says, injuries are like a part of football, like blocking and tackling. I wanted to ask you real quickly, Evan, I know I got you for a couple more minutes, what you see from Ben back from this elbow injury. I don't know that I've ever seen him look happier. His numbers, you know, passing-wise aren't amazing except for one key stat, 11 touchdowns, one interception.
I've been really impressed with his humility this year. And we had the Steelers, I should say, I guess it was week 3 against the Texans, and he's been really hard on himself and really self-critical about where he is physically, where his game is, and what he needs to do to find chemistry with some of these wide receivers beyond Juju, who he has a history with. And I saw after the Texans game to a degree, but largely the last couple of weeks and against Cleveland in a lot of ways with the emergence of Claypool, that Ben is returning to, you know, whatever version of his old form he's going to have at this point in his career. But the smiles and his joy, I agree with, kind of jumps off the screen. And I think it's largely based off of it's a drama-free situation right now. You've got a really, as I mentioned, harmonious team. And they know, and he knows, that he's got a special defense that can help lead the way as this offense continues to find their true identity that they're going to run into November and December with.
Evan, before I let you go, give me one thing the Steelers got to do to win this game and one thing Tennessee has to do to win this game.
Well, it's going to be pretty obvious and basic, but I think this game, it really speaks to it, and that's why it's a fun one for us. It's easy to translate it to the viewers. It's strength for strength, guys. I mean, it's the ability to stop Derrick Henry. It all starts there. You're not going to stop him, but if you're a Pittsburgh fan or part of that team, let's not let him go for one of those 94-yard runs, because they just changed the tenor of a game when he starts to take over and assert his will. And then on the flip side, if you're Tennessee, find a way to keep Dupree and Watt and, to a degree, Hayward and Tua up the middle from wrecking this game, because I think it's it's going to come down to who doesn't have the catastrophic mistake. That mistake could be a sack fumble if you're Tannehill from one of those guys coming at you, or letting Derrick Henry run a couple of chunk runs off on you for, let's say, 30, 40 yards and really change the environment over the course of those 3 hours. So it, to me, those are the two areas where it starts, and it all trickles down from there, and we can't wait to watch it.
Evan Washburn, CBS, part of the team that will be calling the Steelers-Titans game this week along with Ian Eagle and Charles Davis. Appreciate your time, man. Enjoy the game. And not often we get two 5-0 teams. Enjoy every second of it. Thank you for
Absolutely.
Your time.
Thanks for having me. Be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.